This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM. In 15 minutes, we're going to take a look at the xenophobia surrounding the Rohingya refugees. We're going to be talking to Lilian Fan, the co-founder and international director of Jitanya Foundation. She's also the chairperson of the Rohingya Working Group for the Asia-Pacific Refugee Rights Network, or the APRRN. Meanwhile, let's take a look at the debate surrounding the lifting of MCO, which is obviously something which is gripping all headlines and, of course, all businesses. The debate has arisen over whether a prolonged MCO is needed, or is it time to end the lockdown?
Right, so one such organisation that's advocating for the government to lift the MCO is the Malaysian International Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or MICCI, which amongst its members include multinational companies as well as some leading Malaysian corporates. In its statement, I think the President Tan Datuk CK Tan said that a prolonged MCO will have far more damage to the country's well-being than the epidemic itself. So well-being meaning on the economic front and probably also mental health, if you ask me.
So just as well that he is right on the line right now, going to talk to us on this issue. Dato' CK, thank you for talking to us. Now, in your opinion, how would a prolonged MCO affect the country's economic standing in the business community?
Okay, it has come at the worst time in history because the world had gone through the trade war. The world has gone through a time of negative growth in many sectors. And then we got hit by this. And of course, if you look at closer home in Malaysia, we've just gone through, you know, some people call it the death of democracy. We have a backdoor government in place. So it has hit us at the worst time. And I will agree with most economists to say that we are now in the worst economy history of the world. So we are talking about mitigation. There are various ways of mitigation. But we are talking about the costs of mitigation. This COVID virus, firstly, we got to understand it. It is here to stay, just like the common flu. Billions will get it, but very few will die. And if you look at the Malaysian statistics as of yesterday, nearly 6,000 people cases are contacted, but only 100 people died. So when you look at the fatality, in fact, the Hari Raya and the Chinese New Year accident kills more than COVID-19 for Malaysia. It's about 150 to 200 people die each Chinese New Year or Hari Raya. So what do? We don't stop the economy. And if we are waiting for a vaccine cure, it's not going to come anytime soon because, you know, we get our immunity, the herd immunity need to develop. That's how we all grow naturally. That's how we take care of ourselves. Now, of course, we are sympathetic to the vulnerable and the weak, and they need to be protected. They not need to be quarantined, but only the sick needs care. The healthy ones don't need care. So like I said, we have about 1,000 corporate members throughout Malaysia and covering manufacturing, trading, hotels, hospitality, services, food, beverage, all the works, professional services, everything. And everyone is suffering, and it's very severe because if you talk about Malaysian business, we have got about 1.something million organizations, out of which about 900,000 are SMEs. Most of them have cash flows because of the past bad business. Maybe they can last them a month. So now we're talking about the second month, third month we are going into it. It is very acute. It's very, very serious. That's why we are urging the government to open up. Yeah, while we still take care, while we still practice this social distancing and all the new SOP, we got to release the businessmen, the private sector, who knows how to do business, who knows how to get the economy going, and therefore we can get employment going, we can get everything. Otherwise, Malaysia is entering 2 million unemployed people. And I can tell you, there'll be hundreds of thousands of businesses that will be closed down because of extension of this MCO. It's long enough. We have flattened the curve. Let's get back to business. Yeah.
So do you hope, say next week, the government should just allow all businesses to open?
Oh, not all.
Which ones
then? Essential first. Essential first, manufacturing, construction.
But that's what the government's doing now.
Exactly. But you see, we are bogged down by red tapes. We're bogged down by backlogs. And I have surveyed to all my members, even though they say, go ahead, but the local authorities don't allow to go ahead. All the different ministries, nobody's really in charge. So actually, some of my construction companies have got 90% completion. They just have to go and finish. But because of the new SOPs, because of the approvals that they need to get, they're all frustrated. They all rather not go. So this is happening. Manufacturing is happening. You can see it is happening all over the place. So I would say the essential services, the construction, the transportation, all the others go on. Social and educational can follow later on. Yeah, mass gathering should not still be allowed. We still want to flatten the curve, like the Director General says. I agree with him. But business need to start and got to start now.
And how long does it take to get approvals, your sense? Is it a few days?
No. You know, our government cannot handle the 1 over 1 million business enterprise. They are not cut out for this. You cannot blame them. They are not designed for it to micromanage the whole economy. They can't. Private sector must go on their own. Trust them. But government will do the policing work, will do the enforcing work. So if there is a infringement, then they should face the penalty. But trust the private sector. We know how to survive. We need to survive. We need to pay wages. We've got to find income. Can you imagine if two, 3 months we have zero income? Impossible to survive.
Okay, so what you're saying, just scrap the approval process, just let businesses open as long as you follow guidelines and there'll be spot checks.
Yes. That's what we should be doing. Like before, you know, except that now you can practice maybe more border crossing. You have to localize where the red zone area, yes, more stringent. But the rest of the country, a lot of the countries, if you look at data now, we have data now. When the virus first came, it was a new virus. Everybody, we don't know much about it. So we tend to overreact, which is fair enough. Everyone's flattened the curve. And many nations have done so. And even in Florida or California, I just heard the CNN news. One was restricted, the other one was not restricted. And yet, the cases are no difference. Okay. You look at Sweden, you look at Taiwan, you look at so many other countries. So MCO or lockdown, although it will flatten the curve, you cannot eradicate this virus. Okay. You cannot eradicate this virus.
Okay, yeah. Dato. So if the economy opens up as you wish, do you think the companies under the MICCI will take on the burden of responsibility for ensuring the health of their workers? But do you think they've got either the balance sheet or the discipline or the SOPs or protocols to ensure that this will happen on a day-by-day basis?
Yes, I can assure you, with the MICCI members, I am very, very confident they will all do so because we are premier chamber of 51% are large companies and international companies or big names. They already have very good SOPs. Now, the local small businesses who are mostly not our members, I can't speak for them. But I can tell you this, because of the 40 over days of lockdown, everyone has a new set of behavior, just like you and me. We know all these are good practices. We're not going to throw them all away just because the government is easing off. And we have to cari makan, we have to survive, you know. So for our own survival, a lot of them will practice. There will still be the naughty ones, like in every society. So this is where the government got to enforce and catch them and single them out. And then we still do contact the tracing. We still find out where are the red area. And as the government has succeeded in the MCO, they can succeed if there should be an extended outbreak once they ease MCO. You know what I mean? It's not that they can't reverse it. So let's not be ruled by fear anymore, but by statistics, by data, and by facts. But I can tell you, you extend this MCO, many businesses for sure will close down. And the unemployment rate will surely go up. Hey, our Prime Minister told us, in one day, we lose 2.4 billion income, you know, by shutting down. 2.4 billion. You want to extend this? The cost of mitigation will far outweigh the damage caused by coronavirus. So it is here, just like common flu, billions will get, but very few will die out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I hear you there. One concern I have is migrant workers, and we see the experience in Singapore, one outbreak, and now they have 15,000 cases. In Malaysia, how confident are you that your construction members, for example, are taking stringent measures? How are you advising them? You know, what's the sense on the ground?
Okay, I just spoke to a big-time pandemonium contractor last night. And he told me, hey, they are buying all the medical kits. They are doing all their testing of all their workers before they continue with their work. But until today, they haven't resumed their work, you know. So they have to bring in all this equipment to test their workers because it's a new requirement. It's a new SOP. Yeah. As far as migrant workers and all these things, there will always be, this is why the government still need to play the part of policing. Now, okay, your contact tracing is not there. We don't have the facilities to do that. So whether you lock them down for 3 months, 2 months, 5 months, or 6 months, the minute they are released, it will still be contagious.
Okay, Dato. Yeah, I understand. Dato, if businesses is allowed to open up, that addresses the supply side. What about the demand side? What is your gauge of whether the consumers will take to the
market?
That's
a good question.
Okay.
Even if we open up, I can tell you the volume of business will have shrunk already. Yeah? Restaurants will be affected. Hotels, no need to say. Habis. Shutting down. So many are shutting down. As a supply chain, as an exporter, many of our exporters and manufacturers are already experiencing 50 to 100% revenue loss. So overall, with the US, with everywhere, the whole world will go through a period of slowing down, which is perhaps good. So it's now survival of those that are flexible. It's going to be very tough uphill for everybody. Those that are clearly affected, you know what they are, the tourism sector, the service industry, all this, but there are many others that are not so badly affected. So I would say it will still be a slow uphill climb. The economy says 7 years, but I would say for us, it will take at least this year. Then we are talking about, depending on how things move on, if some people think that the conspiracy theory about this as part of biological warfare and the trade war, then there'll be a new world order. There may be a third world war. We don't know what's going to go on. We can't think so far, but I can tell you it's going to be a slow uphill climb.
Okay, Dato. Thank you ever so much for your time. That was Dato Tan Cheng Kiat, the president of the Malaysian International Chamber of Commerce and Industry, otherwise known as the MICCI.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.